child, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue, well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Julie London until later in the program to play, and I thought, darn it, this week she's going to be first. Cry me a river. Hope you enjoyed that. Very warm welcome to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, and for the next 2 hours I've got some great music for you, plus all the usual things in all the usual places. So please just, it's just you, me, bag full of records. Let's settle back and relax. This is Bob Crosby and the Bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the song was called Reminiscing in Time, and I sort of was reminiscing there about all the other Crosbys that there have been. And I was just thinking that if Catherine Crosby had done that, would it have been Cat Crosby and the Cat Cats? Or am I just overthinking? Perhaps I'm just overthinking it. Anyway, good morning to you. Welcome to the program. I hope you've had a good week. My week has been, like most weeks now, quiet and pleasant, and that's pretty much the way that I like it. Thankfully, everybody is well and in good health, and can't really say much more than that. So good week all around here, and I hope your week was as good as well. Coming up in a couple of minutes' time, we will be having our Bing and singing session. And this week, he's singing with, I think, a group of people that he really loved singing with, because there are so many of their recordings around. But before all of that, here's Sammy Kay and his orchestra, along with Tony Russo and the Cadets, My Extraordinary Gal.
She was sent to me from heaven above. I'm never blue as long as I'm thinking of my extraordinary gal. She means the world and all to me, that is true. If she should ever leave me, I'd be so blue. There's no one else can give me love that is new, my extraordinary gal. She's got a lot of something I crave in her dreamy eyes. I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, how I idolize her personality. When clouds are heavy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things, my extraordinary gal. Of something I crave in her dreamy eyes. I'll tell the world I'm only her slave, how I idolize her personality. When clouds are heavy, that's the time that she sings. She don't want pretty clothes or big diamond rings. She wants a cottage full of cute little things, my extraordinary gal. My extraordinary gal. My extraordinary gal.
My extraordinary girl, from Sammy Kay and his orchestra with Tony Russo and the Cadets. All right, time for our first segment this morning. Bingin and singing with Bing this week are three really lovely singers. They're known as Laverne, Maxine, and Patty.
Doodle-lie, doodle-lie.
There's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost, a yodeling ghost.
La-da-doodle-lie, doodle-lie.
It's a sentimental call, yet There's no one there at all. It must be a ghost. The yodeling ghost. It all began when a Swiss was shown the door by a miss. He told her he would haunt her.
He disappeared in the snows, and every villager knows he yodels and yodels and yodels and yodels to taunt her. La doodle-la-ay, doodle-la-ay.
Hear it echo in the night, though there ain't a soul in sight. It's only that most harmonious ghost.
Doodle-la-ay, doodle-la-ay. There's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost, a yodeling ghost.
La doodle-la-ay, doodle-la-ay. It's a sentimental call, yet there's no one there at all. It must be the ghost, the yodeling ghost.
It all began when a Swiss was shown the door by a miss. He told her he would haunt her.
He disappeared in the snows, and every villager knows he yodels and yodels and yodels and yodels to taunt her.
La-la-doodle-la-day, doodle-lay-hey.
There's a yodel in the air yet. There ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost. A yodeling ghost. A yodeling ghost. La doodle a yodeling ghost.
Before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, to Eastern Pennsylvania or Sudan,
go west, young man.
If you go to that land, sonny, you will have a lot of money if you bring the money with you when you come
to the long prairie. Yippee-yee, 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 yippee-yee. Before you read a travel letter, scamper off to Trinidad, to Albany, New York, or Yucatan.
Go west, young man.
In the east they live on donuts, in the west the natives grow nuts, and I'll guarantee you'll go nuts if you come
to the long prairie. Yippee-yay, 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 yippee-yee, yippee-yee, yippee-yee. Go west, young man. Go where the air puts hair on your chest, young man. You can ride a buck and bronco or a pony.
You can cut a calf in half and make baloney.
Go west, young man. Go right out there and give them the very best you can. Don't go north, don't go south, don't go east, have a care.
Don't go up, don't go down, don't go here, don't go there.
If you are fond of hunting, there's no place that can compare. You may not bag a lion or a tiger or a bear, but if you want a jackass, there are plenty of them there. Go west, young man.
In sunny California, when the clouds are breaking loose and you complain about the rain, they give you this excuse. It isn't raining rain, you know it's raining orange juice. Go west, young man.
The judges there are very fair, they always are, of course.
A cowboy and his missus went to court for a divorce.
The cowboy got the children and the missus got the horse. Go west,
Young man, go out and till the soil there.
Dig for gold and you'll find oil there.
When the snow flies as the crow flies,
go westward ho.
If there's a cattle shortage, which can happen like as not,
and they can't find a hunk of meat to chuck into the pot,
they sit around and beef about the beef they haven't got.
Go away, young man.
Yippee!
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you.
Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop, and every time I kiss you, oh, I hate to stop.
Keep talking.
I rack my brain to find the proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you.
Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, that's you. Yum, yum, yum. That's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you.
Good, good, good,
good, good,
that's you, that's you.
Good, good,
sweet, 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 that's you, that's you. Yum, yum, yum.
Good, good.
That's you, that's you.
Good, good.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
I never went to Eton University, therefore I have a limited vocabulary.
And so I use the language that I have on hand while making love to you on your veranda.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you.
Good, good, good.
Sweet.
Fine, fine, fine.
Yum, yum, yum.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
Now that was good, good, good. Three ladies worth their salts, if you don't mind me saying so. Bing Crosby this week singing with the Andrews Sisters. We had the Yodeling Ghost, and then Go West, Young Man, and then Good, Good, Good. And we'll have some more people singing with Bing around about the same time next week. Time now for a song that has been sent to us by Holger. He sends us a song each week from his house in Germany, and it is always something rather good, and this week it is something rather splendid, if you don't mind me saying so. It's Friedel Hensch and Tango Manx from 1952.
Max, wenn du den Tango tanzt, ja, da merkt man, was du kannst. Du hast so einen Rhythmus, dass ein jeder mit muss. Max, du bist ja ganz famos, im Tango bist du groß. Wie machst du denn das bloß?
Leise wie auf Gummisohlen sieht man dich schon das schönste Mädchen holen. Und ein, zwei, drei hast du ihr Herz gestohlen mit deinem unerhörten Tango-Schritt. Ja, Max, wenn du den Tango tanzt, ja, da merkt man, was du kannst. Du hast so einen Rhythmus, dass ein jeder mit muss. Max, du bist ja ganz famos, im Tango bist du groß. Wie machst du denn das bloß?
Thank you. Er war der König des Parketts und jede ging ihm gleich ins Netz, ob alt, ob jung, stets mit dem gleichen Schwung.
Ein jedes Mädchen rief entzückt, wenn er ihr tief ins Auge blickt
und wenn er sie beim Tango fest ans Herze drückt.
Ja, Max, wenn du den Tango tanzt,
ja, da merkt man, was du kannst. Du hast so einen Rhythmus, dass ein jeder mit muss, Max.
Du bist ja ganz famos, im Tango bist du groß. Wie machst du denn das bloß?
Leise wie auf Gummisohlen sieht man dich schon das schönste Mädchen holen.
Und ein, zwei, drei hast du ihr Herz gestohlen mit einem unerhörten Tango-Schritt. Ja, Max, wenn du den Tango tanzt,
ja, da merkt man, was du kannst. Du hast so einen Rhythmus, dass ein jeder mit muss, Max.
Du bist ja ganz famos, im Tango bist du groß. Wie machst du denn das bloß?
Very popular in the late 40s and early 50s, Vreidel Hensch singing there also with De Cipres Tango Max, and that was from 1952, and that was a song that came from Holger's house this week, and thank you so much for that, Holger. And don't forget that you can listen to Holger here on Angel Radio. Check out the website for day and time. I think I always get the time wrong, which is why I hesitate in saying it. It's Wednesday at 2 p.m. I'm pretty sure it is. Check the website for details. You never know. All right, what should we do now? We're a little bit late, but we get to everything in this program eventually. Time is, you know, we've got 2 hours to get everything in. There's no need to rush, no need to go crazy. If you want to chat, we can chat. Whatever you want to do is fine by me. But it is now time to honour the wonderful Iris in Forever Iris, Remembering Iris, whatever we called this little slot. It's just some of Iris's music that she used to play and love here on Angel Radio. And the reason that I'm singling out Iris is because she was very instrumental in me getting onto this radio station. Although she never knew it at the time, she really was very instrumental in doing it, and I shall be indebted to her until the day I die for doing so. So we play a couple of Iris's favourite songs each week here on Beagle at Night, just to remember a really great lady. And this week, let's see, I think we have got Ray Conniff and his singers, Ezio Pinza and Kate Smith.
Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never. of enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know even then that somewhere you see her again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter explain it, who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find her true, when you feel her call you across a light to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream of. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Be seeing you.
That was Kate Smith in our Forever Ira segment this week, and a song called I'll Be Seeing You. And before that, we had Ray Conniff and the Singers with For All We Know from 1965. And going way back to the late 40s, says on my script here it was 49. I thought it was a little bit earlier than that, but I'll go with 49. Ezio Pinza and Some Enchanted Evening, I think from the first ever production of South Pacific. And we'll have some more music in memory of Iris around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, and now it's time for Beagley's Big Three. And Horace up there, actually, no, sorry, over there in Hanover. Horace in Hanover, very good morning to you, Horace. And he says, I love Angel Radio, so much good music. He said, could you play Gracie Fielt in Beagley's Big Three? Of course. Here we go. Gracie Fields, Granny's Little Old Skin Rug, Smile When You Say Goodbye, and The Holy City. Three songs requested by the person that wanted Gracie Fields as Beagle's Big Three this week, Horace in Hanover. And Horace, thank you so much for that, and your kind words about Angel Radio, very much appreciated. And if you would like to be the provider of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then just drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk. If you don't have access to email, don't feel left out. You can call the good folks in the office during normal office hours on 0800 014 1955, and just ask them if they could email me your message, and I'm sure they will be only too pleased to do so. And of course, if you want to call outside hours, you probably just leave a message on the answer machine. I don't totally know if that's how it works, but give it a try, see what happens. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. Time now for Tell Me a Story, and each week this could be a story literally coming from anybody. And a couple of weeks ago we had these two gentlemen talking about the music that they wrote for Mary Poppins, and I thought it would be very interesting to hear them again, and this time talking about the music that they wrote for one of my favorite films and one of my favorite cartoons, The Jungle Book. Here are Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman, the Sherman brothers, talking about their work with Disney's Jungle Book.
Walt Disney called us in and said he'd like us to take a crack at writing some songs for The Jungle Book. We knew that it was being written by a good friend of ours, Terry Gilkison.
And we were sort of surprised because we didn't know why we were being asked at all. He was doing a whole score for it, and what we learned was that the original writers were so honest and sincere and straight ahead with the Kipling material that they had lost all that sense of fun and Disney magic. What he said the first time in the first meeting was, "Have you read Jungle Book?" We said, "Well, no, not for a long, long time. I think I remember seeing an old Korda movie with Sabu in it." And he says, "Yeah, that's right. Nice, mysterious, heavy stuff. That's not what we want to do."
He gave us things to think about, like don't be too heavy, don't be like the original book. Give it a lightness, give it a Disney quality. And that's what we believed was what we had to work with. So we did. One of my favorite songs is the one of the elephants, Colonel Haffey's March.
One of the things I think was the idea of getting humor into a march, and one of the ways of doing that was actually do the drill as if they were real soldiers. So we had the hop, two, three, four, keep it hop, two, three, four. And all those martial commands were all part of it. But then on top of that, they'd comment on what they were doing. And of course, the comments, the lyrical comments, were all about what an aimless, pointless, silly thing they do, but they have a good time doing it. And the very first meeting we had, I remember we were discussing the kidnap sequence. Now, that's what's funny about kidnapping, you know, where do you get light out of that? The King of the Apes, a rather grim character, had taken Mowgli and he wanted to get the secret of fire from him. Well, that's kind of heavy stuff. And we wanted to lighten it up. So I remember we kicked around the idea of doing a Dixieland tune. We had originally recorded I Want to Be Like You with the vocal tracks clean, except for the fact that Louis Prima came in and laid his track on, and Sam Butera did the answers, particularly on the scat part. And then finally we got Phil Harrison into the studio. He was listening, I remember, to the scat and the answers. And
we sent him
the tapes. That's right. He had that, and then also in the booth. So he was familiar with this. But we had something like Louis Prima would go Scooby-Dooby-Doo, and then Sam Butera did Scooby-Dooby-Doo, and then the other one said Habba-Dabba-Dye, Habba-Dabba-Dye. It was like answer, answer. And Phil Harris said, you know, I wouldn't say those same things. It wouldn't be right for me. And we had fixed in our minds already it was going to be aping. One would say it and the other would ape it. And he said, it'd be much more natural if I did my own thing. So that's why you had Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Reba-Naza, Habba-Dabba-Doy, Reba-Dodi. I mean, he had different words and different sounds that were strictly his own. And it came out very impromptu. Now, the next time around, they did another scat chorus. And we said, Phil, this time don't do sounds. How about trying some answers to what he was saying? And there was one point where Louis Prima growled. He went, rah, rah. And Phil Harris, in the mirror, he said, get mad, baby. And everybody in the booth was busting up because it's so typical of Phil Harris and very funny. And that's the kind of thing. He brought his own persona into it. And it
was an invaluable contribution, really was. Louis Prima and his band, the witnesses, were so excited that the animators came down and photographed the musicians playing so they could use their movements for the other apes in the picture.
So this spontaneous little 3 minutes of silliness actually took about 6 months or 8 months to put together, and we had fun with the song. There was one verse we did that was for the picture, but unfortunately got cut out. I love this one. I'll ape your mannerisms, we'll be a set of twins. No one will show where man cub ends and orangutan begins. And when I eat bananas, I won't peel them with my feet. Cause I'll become a man cub and get some etiquette. Say, ooh, 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 I want to be like you, ooh, ooh. I want to walk like you.
There was one song that was Ka, the snake, and we had to have a song for him. Well, quite a while back, we had written a song for the Around the World sequence in Mary Poppins, which was never shot, called The Land of Sand. And we said, that's the tune we ought to use.
And we happened to have a title we wanted to play on the snake's problem. He has a hissy problem, because every time he says S's, they come out
sibilant.
And so we wanted to play on that, so we had Trust in Me, Just in Me. But we never could quite get the right melody, the right mysterious melody, till we recalled this old tune.
The original demo recording for The Land of Sand, as presented to Walt Disney for Mary Poppins.
Here in the land of sand, nothing is what it seems. Visions may be real, and the real things may be dreams. Secrets of all the ages hide in these sands of time, here where the story of man began. Oh, be wise and beware. What you see may not be there. Dreams can slip through your hands.
Had the problem of where Mowgli gets lost in the jungle, he's running away, and he is really kind of all alone. And this group of vultures are sitting on an old tree, and they observe him, and they think, boy, that's good pickings, you know. He'll be dead pretty soon, and as you know, vultures live off of carrion.
And we wanted to make it very funny. We didn't want to make it heavy, because they are heavy.
And barbershop music, of course, is kind of fun music. And again, we tried to pay a little salute to the Beatles, because the Beatles were very, very popular in 67, 66. And so we thought we'd give them kind of Liverpudlian accents, or Cockney accents. And so these four Beatles would sing this friendly little barbershop song with double entendre. Oh, I'll tell you one funny thing. This is a funny one. Walt had a way, he came from the Midwest, and so he had a way of saying hover. He would say hoover when a bird hoovers in the air. And I always thought it was hover. I mean, I think that's correct. I don't know if there's a second in the dictionary, but I think hover is correct. But nobody ever wanted to, you know, make Walt wonder, what are you saying? So I was, just before we were to demonstrate this song, all the guys are sitting in the room, and one joker says to me, remember, Walt doesn't say hover, he says hoover. And the line was, when you're lost, who hovers near to pluck you up when you are down? That was the line. Well, I couldn't get out the line when Walt was in there, and I started to sing the song, and it's a crucial performance. That's the one time where he's hearing it for the first time. And, of course, he would hear right through what I was doing to what his movie would be. So he was just using this as a springboard. But I got to the point, and when you're lost, hoo hoover, hoo ha, hoo ha, and everybody starts to laugh. And Walt says, what's so funny? I said, no, I'll try to, when you're lost, hoo ha, hoo hoover. I couldn't get out Hoover's near. He says, Dick, tell me about it and go on. You know, so it was so funny.
Walt did that to Dick several times when he gets stuck. He'd say, okay, Dick, just tell us about it.
Just tell us about it and we'll understand. But I was laughing so hard, and everybody in the room was giggling, and I didn't want to say, well, Walt, I didn't want to say hover, because that's correct.
There was no way written where they brought the boy to the man village, and what happened?
We had a very difficult time trying to conclude this film, because we were having a lot of fun all along the way, but then it sort of dies at the end. What would be the thing that the boy would really want to stay in the man village for?
And we felt that the eternal thing would be a woman. He sees a gorgeous little native girl carrying water from the spring.
And so we thought maybe this is the one point we can have a little beauty, a little sort of a straight song, something very pretty that could be the song of the girl. And I think one of the most wonderful moments happened. Ken Anderson,
yeah,
who is a very, very talented artist, and he was involved in that sequence, that last sequence. He was going to be doing the sketching and drawing out of what would happen. And Bob and I were assigned to this to come up with a little song. We discussed the idea of the siren song, the thing that would bring the boy, and we all agreed that that's the way to go. And then we were left alone to our own devices to come up with a song and eventually meet with Ken, and he was going to show us his sketches.
Now, our office was on the third floor, and Ken was on the second floor. And we didn't ever see anything that he was doing.
And he never saw anything of ours. But one day after lunch, Ken had a kind of a look in his eye. We were walking in together from the dining room, and he said, would you guys mind stepping over to my office? I think I've worked something out, and I want to show it to you, bounce it off of you. We said, sure, we're working on something ourselves. We had just finished our little song. And we walked into his office, and it was the most amazing thing we'd ever seen in our lives, because those storyboards they would fit perfectly into our song. It was like not to be believed how well they would fit. And not only that, everything we had envisioned about the little girl with the water pitcher going down to the well, these are things that we were dreaming about for our song. And we had never discussed a girl with a water pitcher. We talked about a girl, and he sees a girl doing something we didn't know quite what, wandering outside the village. But she was going to the well to get water to bring it back. And we couldn't believe it. We said, Ken, you got to come upstairs to our office because this is too much. She says, what do you mean? I said, come, just come. So we brought him up to our office. We played him the song, and he had tears in his eyes. He says, this is unbelievable. I mean, it worked, and we never changed anything. Walt heard the song, saw the storyboards, and he said, let's do it. And they just gave it to the animators that way. We had a wonderful young lady, an actress named Darlene Carr, that did the vocal on that. And again, there was a bit of luck. She was on the set doing some television show, and we knew she had an incredibly beautiful soprano. And so one day, we had just finished the song. We said, Darlene, come up, do us a favor. Would you just sing this for us, because we'd like to hear what it sounds like? And so she said, sure. So I played it, and she sang it. And we put it on a little piece of tape and played it for Walt a couple of days later.
Sneaky.
Yeah, just like that. And he says, who's the girl? I said, she's out on the lot. She's working on a film here. She says, great, let's have her. So that's it. Darlene got cast in the picture.
About 3 years later, there was such a demand for Jungle Book stuff that they did a record called More Jungle Book.
Well, we did a couple of songs just for Phil. One was called Baloo's Blues, and the other was called...
It's a Kick.
They're fun songs, and they sound exactly like this was definitely a part of the original Jungle Book.
My own home, my own home, my own home, my own home.
Mentioned Darlene Carr and My Own Home, the theme from The Jungle Book, and before that, Richard M. Sherman and his brother Robert B. Sherman talking about how they wrote some of the music for that great film. And we'll have another Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio, on FM in Havant, Gosport and Portsmouth, on DAB in various parts of the United Kingdom and also around the world at angelradio.co.uk. Click to the website and then check out internet and how to listen. And but if you're listening already, you'll know how to do it, so I don't really need to tell you that, do I? Shall I just get on with a little bit of posh? Yeah, I think I will. This week it comes from one of my favorite operas, not a particularly long opera. Usually it's shown in conjunction with Pagliacci, but it is my favorite, I think probably my favorite opera, certainly shortish operas, Cavalleria Rusticana, and from that we have the Easter Hymn.
my dreams I'm wishing I could be in that little mission by the sea, where we heard the organ playing a moonlight reverie. Through the years the moonlight has remained, till the mission windows have been stained with a memory of you, dear, the night you came to me. Maybe I shall hear once more, dear, the echo of the village choir. Maybe you'll come near once more, dear, keep alive this flickering fire. Maybe then the Angelus will waken memories that should never be forsaken, and we'll meet again in the moonlight in the mission by the sea.
In a mission by the sea, that was Horace Hyatt and his Brigadiers with Larry Cotton providing the vocalization. And we move from the mission by the sea to the chapel in the moonlight, but this time with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Stuart Allen singing.
Thank you.
Richard Himba waving the stick at the Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, Stuart Allen watching him and singing in all the right places in the chapel in the moonlight. All right, let's see. Well, we're in that part of the program now where it's time for a little bit of Doris Day at night. And usually it's fairly laid back that we hear from Doris, but I'm not so sure that's going to be the case this week, because I've come up with a couple of songs that I don't think I've ever heard her sing before. The first one, however, I have, and it's really, it's classified as a Christmas song, but I don't care. It's as simple as that, because I don't think it should be classified as a Christmas song, and it's my show, and if I don't want it to be, then it isn't. So we're going to start off with the wonderful Toyland, Day at Night.
You can't limbo. to lots of parties now, and I always feel so proud, 'cause he's with me and I can see, now I'm in with a crowd. And when that limbo music begins, we both smile with delight, 'cause everybody begins to shout the way he did that night. Let the little girl limbo, let the little girl limbo, let the little girl limbo. Oh, we know she can go so low. And as they all let me through, he said, you know what to do. Little girl, you can limbo, I believe in you. First I limboed high,
too high, too high.
Then I began to try,
try, but we know you.
Then
go.
I went so low.
You're good for me, I'm good for you. It's plain to see in what we do. One kiss and we're flying high, floating through the sky. You and I know why, dear. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. Then love will start to rise and shine. What's good is good, and that we both agree. You're oh so good for me. Good for me, I'm good for you. It's plain to see in what we do. One kiss and we're flying high, floating through the sky. You and I know why, dear. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. Then love will start to rise and shine. What's good is good, and that we both agree. You're oh so good for me. You're oh so good for. You're oh so good. You're oh so. You're oh. You're.
Three songs there, one certainly in keeping with what we normally do and hear from Doris around this time of the morning, but the other two, not so much. We started off with Toyland, and then we had Doris Day and Robert Mercy and his orchestra with Let the Little Girl Limbo. It's probably actually Robert Mercy. And then we had Doris Day with Andre Preview and You're Good For Me. And yes, I did mean to say Preview. We'll have some more Doris Day songs around about the same time next week. And if you don't know why I said Preview, well, email me and I'll let you know. I think probably most of you do. Time for Benny Goodman right now.
Thank you.
be born neath the same skies of blue. To think we're sharing the same moon above. Maybe someday we may share the same love. I was lucky that you didn't meet somebody else. I was lucky, for there might have been somebody else. Oh, what a lucky day, the day I hear you say you were lucky.
I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moonlights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live you learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
You just have to let that song go right to the end. Peggy Lee and Fever. Really enjoyed that. And before that, Benny Goodman and his orchestra and I Was Lucky. All right, time now on Beagle at Night to hear from Perry Como, and this is a song that I have not heard him sing up until I researched it for this program this week. It's called Dream Along With Me, I'm On My Way to a Star.
Dream along with me, I'm on my way to a star. Come along, come along, leave your worries where they are. Up and beyond the sky, watching the world roll by, sharing a kiss, a sigh. Just use your imagination on a cloud of love. We'll hear the music of night. We can wink at the moon as we hold each other tight. And if we go in the right direction, heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me, I'm on my way to a star. If we go in the right direction, heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me, I'm on my way to a star.
That nice Perry Como, Dream Along With Me, I'm On My Way to a Star. It's put me in a really mellow mood now, which is good. Nice to be mellow at this time of the morning, isn't it? I hope you're as mellow as I am. Coming up next now is a song called That Old Black Magic, and it's a song actually that was sent to me by D.A.B. Dave, who sends me a number of songs each week, all of which, actually, all of the songs get included in my programs somewhere, and a lot of them do feature in this program. And as always, if you want to send me music or have detail of songs and stuff that you would like me to play, just do please drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know what it is you'd like to hear, and I will be very happy to play it. But I was listening to this song last week when Dave sent it through, and I was actually sending him an email at the time about general things and chit chat and stuff, mainly about the ducks around the pond. And I was listening to it, and the interesting thing is that Stefan Grappelli is on the fiddle, and Stefan Grappelli is a pretty darn good fiddler, if you don't mind me saying so. Beryl Davis is singing the song, and she's pretty fine, but the guy that really made me sit up and listen was the guy that's on the piano in the background. And I emailed Dave and I said, you know what, Beryl Davis is great, so is Stefan Grappelli, but that person on the background I think deserves some credit as well. Have a listen and see if you agree, and if you do, see if you can figure out who it is.
That old black magic has in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for, and every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Beryl Davis and then All Black Magic with Stefan Grappelli on the fiddle. And the person playing the piano there was very excited to note, as indeed was D.A.B. Dave, he found out for me, George Shearing. Yes, indeed. Good old George himself. So I hope you enjoyed that Old Black Magic here on Angel Radio. And my thanks to Dave for actually finding out who was on the piano there. I was going to do it myself, but he beat me to it. Perhaps I should ask him to come to dinner, and then he might even cook it for me, which would be great, wouldn't it?
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, a team of 70 volunteers working just for you.
Friend, pick up that bottle you will find standing in the center of your dining room table.
Now, examine it carefully and read what it says in the very small print on the back of the label.
Note that its contents are invaluable for pea soup, falling ears, irritation of the nurglers, exterminating socks, and preserving eggs.
And that doctor strongly recommend it as a cure for the leg eye, the onset of the nadges, spots before the ankles, soft shoulders, pink toenails, and acute emotion on the leg. So, wow! If you're feeling pimply and your knees are turning blue, don't be nervous, simply try practice every morning, and you'll find that you, almost without warning, will be
combat your infections with this latest thing. Follow the directions and bing!
Now the nights are colder, you'll find what to do right on the folder, just E-R-O-O.
We'll be right back.
feeling affects you, or you've got the flu, you'll find what protects you is ER Nicky New. Better than the whiskey, brandy, gin or glue, makes your liver frisky, does ER New.
Transform making coffee, or for growing turf, I some in your coffee and you're
so if you get heated, don't get in a stew, hold your breath, be seated, and
so when you're out of fuel and the rent is due, just a tiny spoonful will do.
And oh,
oh, that's better.
Come, Missy Tickle.
Just a minute, I got it written down here on a piece of paper. And a nice man wrote the time down for me this morning.
Oh. Then why do you carry it around with you, I guess?
Well, if anybody asks me the time, I can show it to them.
Wait a minute, Deckers, my good man.
What is it, fellow?
It's written on this bit of paper. What is 8 o'clock, he's written.
I know that, my good fellow. That's right. When I asked a fellow to write it down, it was 8 o'clock.
Well, then, supposing when somebody asks you the time, it isn't 8 o'clock.
Well, then I don't show it to them.
Well, how do you know when it's 8 o'clock?
I got it written down on a piece of paper.
Oh, I wish I could afford a piece of paper with the time written on.
Oh.
Here, Echo.
Yeah?
Let me hold that piece of paper to my ear, would you? Here. This piece of paper ain't going.
What? I've been told a forgery.
No wonder it stopped at 8 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
You should get one of them things my granddad's got.
Oh.
His firm gave it to him when he retired.
Oh.
It's one of them things, what it is, that wakes you up at 8 o'clock, boils the kettle, and pours a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. What's it called,
My grandma.
Oh, I'll wait a minute. How does she know when it's 8 o'clock?
She got it written down on a piece of paper.
Oh, quee and a quai and a quee quai quo and a quani money does it. Let's go. When I was a boy in the Sourwood Mountains, had a little gal named Silly Lee. We'd go a-walking in Sourwood Mountains. Here's what Silly would say to me. Pa Silly would say to me.
Quee quai quani money donny money does it. Quee quai quee quai quo. Quee quai quani money donny money does it. Quee quai quee quai quo.
Oh Nicodemo, oh Charlie Aliumba. Oh Nicodemo, oh Charlie Aliumba, umba, umba. Oh Nicodemo, oh Charlie Aliumba. Oh Nicodemo, oh Charlie Aliumba, umba, 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 Pimley.
Now, Silly growed up in the Sourwood Mountains, prettiest gal in many a year. I come along, said, Silly, will you kiss me? And she whispered in my ear, she whispered in my ear.
Quee quack, quanny money, donny money, does it? Quee quack, quee quack, whoa. Quee quack, quanny money, donny money, does it? Quee quack, quee quack, whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba, umba, umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba, umba, 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 Bimbley.
Thank you. many years passed and we had a golden wedding anniversary. I said, silly, safe, silly, do you love me? She replied reluctantly, oh, real reluctantly.
Queek, quack, quack, money, donny, money, does me. Queek, quack, 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 quo. Queek, quack, quack, money, donny, money, does me. Queek, quack, 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 quo.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, 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 Umba.
That was Red Ingle and Betty Holland with The Natural Seven and Oh Nicodemo. And before that, we heard The Goons with E, R, O, and O. And before that, from The Goons, or after that, from The Goons, we had something about an alarm clock, I seem to recall. What is it? What time is it, Eccles? There you go. I'll get there eventually. What are we going to do now? We've got about slightly more than 15 minutes to go, so I think this is perfect from what's his name? I've forgotten who it is. See how the show suddenly went to pot there and we didn't even notice. June Valley and a song called Young and Foolish. Regular listeners will know that this time of year is not good for me, in respect that all of the really good British television programmes hit our screen virtually all at once, and at the moment it's Call the Midwife, and I live in fear each and every week until the last show that they're going to do something really nasty to Judy Parfitt, because I love that character so much. And it's not like they haven't done things to characters in the past, the writers of Call the Midwife. So I sit there in trepidation every week, wondering what they're going to do, if anything. So far I'm still okay. And then we've got coming up, I think, in a couple of weeks' time, Endeavour, which I believe is the last All Endeavour ever, which is a bit of a shame. I feel, and I guess you guys may have already seen it. If you have, don't please email and put me right, because I don't want to know. But I feel that we will find out about why Morse ended up never marrying, and I think it's because he loves Joni. It's as simple as that, and I think that we will find all of that out. And I'm hoping that we'll also find him find out how he actually bought his Jaguar, because we haven't seen that yet, and I've been waiting for that for a little while now. So all the good stuff is on the good television at the moment, which is great. But my goodness, Call the Midwife, it's sort of like a roller coaster, and I don't think there's been a single episode of that program yet that I haven't been in floods of tears, at least somewhere through it, which I have to sort of pretend that I'm cuddling the cat and subtly form allergies. I don't think it fools anybody. What should we do now? Oh, how about this from Jackie DeShannon? No, we don't have that from Jackie DeShannon. Okay, then let's have this from Sammy Kaye and his orchestra with the Three Barons.
Swing and sway, let's swing and sway.
Swing and sway with the Three Barons.
If sky looks rather cloudy and you're low and feeling blue, say don't fret, come on and step, swing and sway. If you're sad and feeling lonely and your troubles trouble you, say don't fret, come on and step, swing and sway.
Summer love, like I was last summer, sharing every moment of things we did last summer. Who'll be always satisfied just to be by your side? Kiss you, hold you tight to silver silhouettes in the summer moonlight. Will you walk along the beach like we did last summer, counting stars way out of reach, like we did last summer? Will you tell your heart, beware, this is just a summer affair? Or will you fall in love for keeps like I did last summer? The summer affair, or will you fall in love for keeps like I did last summer? Like I did last summer.
Summer Love from Andy Williams. I thought it was a bit time we had a little bit of old Andy Pandy in there. Used to like him a lot. My father used to like Andy Williams a lot. Andy Williams was one of the really big singers of the 50s and 60s. I mean, huge in the 60s. And he used to come over to the UK and do a lot of concerts. And my father always used to go and see him. And he used to like him because you could hear the words. That's exactly what my father used to say. You can hear the words to every song. And that's what we like. All right, I think we're getting into the final blows of the program, so let's have this one now.
Goodbye, Jimmy, goodbye.
Ruby Murray, and goodbye, Jimmy, goodbye. And it is time for me to go. Somebody needs to show me the way to go home, please. And that's going to be Frank Crummett from me, Roy Beagley. May I be the first to wish you a very good morning. Except for you, Brad. Good evening.
Oh, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me sing this song. Show me the way to go home. When I'm happy, when I'm happy, singing all the while, I don't need nobody then to show me how to smile. When I've been out on a spree, toddling down the street, with this little melody, everyone I greet, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's going right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wine, and he called for his pipe, and he called for his fiddlers three. When they'd had a high old time, all the whole night through, what was it that King Cole said, and his fiddlers too? Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Buying drinks, a lot of ginks gathered in a swell cafe. A Scotchman who had quite a few was feeling rather gay. He kept drinking with each guy as the hours fled. When it came his time to buy, he stepped up and said, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a wee drappy about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.